Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is a memorial of Saint Teresa of Avila, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Barbara Kane. Sister Barbara lives in Great Bend, Kansas, and the title of her preaching today is, Who Are You?
A reading from the Gospel of Luke. While Jesus was speaking, a Pharisee invited him to dine with him, so Jesus went in and took his seat at the table. The Pharisee was amazed to see that he did not first wash before dinner. Then the Lord said to him, Now, you Pharisees clean the outside of the cup and of the dish, but inside you are full of greed and wickedness. You fools, did not the one who made the outside make the inside also? So give for alms those things that are within, and see, everything will be cleaned for you. The Gospel of the Lord. In his book, Come Forth, Father Jim Martin describes one of his biggest challenges, the need to be loved, liked, and approved of. Now, I have to admit that I have also struggled with this, worrying that people won't like me because I don't believe the right things, or I don't have the right look, or maybe I don't say the right things. I suspect there's a few of you listening who can relate to this challenge as well. Both of today's readings touch on this, being someone different on the outside from who you are meant to be on the inside. Paul criticizes those who use the law as an excuse not to follow or live the primary law, the one of love. And haven't most of us at one time or another complained about the irony of rude parking lot behavior after a Sunday Mass? Jesus criticized the Pharisees for acting all righteous when inside they are filled with hate. Don't some of our politicians and church officials come across holy while at the same time refusing to care or even recognize the least of my brothers and sisters? Father Martin believes that, quote, the problem comes when the need to be loved, liked, or approved of prevents us from being who we are, from doing the right thing, or just simply getting on with life. In both readings, we put what we've created ourselves to be before what God has created us to be, or what God wants us to be. So how do we discover our true selves? Jesus says, give alms, to give to others from the depths of our being. It's more than just giving money. It's really more than giving time or talents. It's giving our respect, our understanding, our acceptance. This applies to so many social justice issues today. Some religious leaders preach that asylum seekers are breaking the law when they are trying really to be their take on their true roles as parents, providing the best for their children. In some cases, they're trying to save their lives. Surely we can look at the spirit of the law that applies in this situation. Some say that LGBTQ individuals are breaking church law by living out their authentic lives, which includes living and being loved. Surely we can give up our judgment of others. Followers of other faiths are often condemned to hell or banned from our country because they follow a different path provided to them by God. Can't we give up our stingy beliefs that Christianity is the only way to heaven? Paul tells us that only faith working through love will take us to salvation. We need to let go of our self-made self and take on God's self if we are ever to be united to the divine. We must expand our love beyond our narrow boundaries of self. We must give alms from the inside and see others as God must see them.